You're going to West Overton, Pennsylvania. The Overhaul Distillery.
Andrew Millen's place.
What do I do when I get there? Get it up and running as soon as possible.
I'm pregnant. It's yours.
It's 50 pounds of white. We borrowed big from my city of four. We're going to start moving it.
Nucky's Irishman. He went out to Masseria. They sent him back in a box. Let this one go.
Mrs. Thompson has left. The children. A taxi to the station. All of them.
Rosetti's here. With Masseria's men, I'm guessing. I came to you for help.
You're always a welcome guest here, but I have a business to run.
Everything gonna stay the same. Only now, you'll have a pal in charge.
A pound each.
You know what? You're under arrest.
What are you doing?
Going to Julia.
He doesn't belong here.
This is the only home he has. Not in some fantasy world of yours.
Mr. Rossetti wants this man gone.
Are we stuck with each other?
I'll go down the road with you and my brother.
Quite a deal.
Vittorio?
With him. You and me sit down, and we talk about who dies. Huh?
Field boys, sheriff's department is on it.
When will some arrests be made?
Any day now.
Have you lost control of the city?
There's no need for wild dead bodies on piling up.
11 murders and counting.
That's a statement, not a question.
Have you lost control of the city?
Sheriff Keck and his men are taking every possible measure to ensure public safety. Have you lost control?
We absolutely have not.
Our gangsters versus gangsters. And ordinary citizens have no cause for undue concern.
So you admit that the claim to control is in the hands of criminals.
When it comes to your family.
Thompson.
Oh, yeah, Mr.
Thompson.
Is he pulling the strings?
Mr. Thompson.
Is he alive or dead?
Let's get something straight. Bucky Thompson doesn't run this city. I do.
I left you 9 messages at the Ritz. I'm completely in the dark out here.
You don't have papers in Pennsylvania?
Did I miss something?
I'm fighting a war from a fucking lumberyard.
Now see, this is all new information.
Are you at Overholt?
Been here for 5 days.
And?
Don't you know what you got here?
I've never been near the place.
Then you need to come see it.
I can't make it down the block without getting shot at.
That's too bad. Because it's worth the trip.
What the fuck are you trying to tell me?
Well, I'm no expert, but... This place gets cooking. You're the biggest bootlegger in the country. Did you hear me?
I'll call you back. What the fuck is going on? Break it up! I said break it up!
Hey, get off! Get off! No, that's him, bastard!
You promised to keep a lid on this.
Gotta blow off steam some kind of way.
He gave us word they stay on their own side.
How are they supposed to get to the head?
Dig a hole. That's my problem.
How about I give you the shovel and you do the dig?
Chalky. Enough. Okay. Let's get something straight. I need him, and I need those men.
Maybe I ought to take my boys and go home.
Fine. Call Torrio. Tell him the deal's off.
Well, the deal's with me.
What's a handshake with you supposed to be worth?
I will head to the boardwalk. Down by Margate. See if we can't get Rossetti to stick his head out.
You need to watch out for civilians.
No, we need to watch out for ourselves. The rest is for you to clean up. Get your bingo bongos to help. Come on. I'm going hunting.
These are all told to lay up the supply.
The whores are gone. What are we supposed to do if we can't have a drink?
Keep sober so you don't get taken out next time.
If I'm going to catch it, I'd rather be tight.
You want the boss to hear you say that?
Fuck, do I care anymore?
No wine.
Forget about it. I don't come all this way to have a drink.
Keep everyone away from here.
How many men I give?
Exactly.
Exactly.
43.
Oh. How many of my men you have left? Exactly.
31. Plus 9 of my own.
So, 12 of my men you lose. And for what?
I got the hotel, got the casino, I got his warehouse.
You don't have Nucky Thompson, huh? And Aaron Rothstein, he's still eating dinner in Times Square. All these words you say, what do they mean?
I'm leaving bodies on the ground, Joe. We're winning. And half of Thompson's crew, there shines. You can't count them as a whole person. So?
Kiss. A casa dei dia. Te chisso e chi combattono qui. E l'auci, cuso.
What does it matter once they're dead?
Renunzio. Morrono tutti. Non tutti tengono la promessa sua.
I'm gonna keep mine.
You know what time it is. Richo, vámonos.
I'd like to go in, please. Such a gentleman.
Not always.
Dear, I have your lunch. It's your favorite. Ham on white bread, a dill pickle, and Oreos if you finish everything. Aren't you hungry? Why don't you come out and we'll eat together? Would you like that? Then I'll come in and sit with you. That way it won't be so lonely.
Good for another scrape.
I'm in the middle of this.
What happened?
It's looked straight through the radiator.
That hose is shot.
We'll do that after. You're gonna get all dirty.
Who kept that old Wilson yours running?
Who sold it to me in the first place?
Wasn't anything wrong with it.
Except for the brakes, rear axle, and cylinder heads.
Worked well enough to get you and June lost in the woods.
Yeah, those were nice rides.
You got them someplace safe?
Your sister, up in Brigantine. You?
How's that?
Margaret, and the kids.
Oh, shit! What are you laughing about?
That I'm laughing.
Look at us.
Two ponies and a broke down car.
Maybe that's why.
Why what?
We didn't stop while the going was good. Always trying to pinch for a little bit more. Just in case.
I never told him to pass the 18th Amendment. Did you?
Where's it gotten us?
Worry about that later. After Rossetti's in the ground.
Then what?
Get the town running again. Keep everybody in line this time. Leave that part to me.
Stop kidding yourself, Eli. I'll never be sheriff again.
You gotta rub my face in it? After all this?
That's not what I meant. It's over here. However this plays out. No one's going to come within 100 yards of me. Not in Atlantic City, not in New York, not anywhere.
Sure they will.
You just gotta offer them something they want.
How do I do that?
I don't know. You're the man with all the angles.
Mr. Doyle?
Am I disturbing you?
Yes.
Oh. All right. I know you didn't want to talk to me again. It's just, I'm all at sea over here.
And, where is it you've gone adrift?
I'm saying three words.
Overholt,
distillery, Pennsylvania.
I know about Overholt, Mr. Doyle. What I don't is why you wish to discuss it with me.
Because I'm sitting in it right now. It's very large. And a certain person that we both know made an arrangement with another person to run it.
But our first person, his back is to the wall.
I bet he'd give up anything just to keep from going under for a third time.
I'm listening.
Where'd you get that scar?
Mulberry Bend. You know what that is?
Sure.
Bandit's Alley? Little shit came up behind me one night with a shank. Carved me another smile. It's a park now. Push your baby in a stroller.
Pricks like you, they come and go. Nobody remembers them. All that stays is the law.
But I guess I better reform my ways.
Who's your partner?
Nobody.
Who do you buy from?
Some chick.
Which one?
Fuck do I know? Name sounds like a toothache.
Who put up the money?
My sister. She lifted it from your wallet while she was yanking your yonder.
There's something you don't understand. You think you get some shyster? Walk out of here, beat the rap? You could disappear.
You said there was the law.
We are the law.
What if I tell you where you can find 50 pounds of white?
Yours?
Why would I give up my own stash?
Stash?
Is that what you're offering?
Nobody's offering anything.
And what's in it for me?
Like the gamble, don't you?
I want to get a chance of winning.
Best you could do here is not lose.
I got the broad here.
Please show her in.
That's all right. Thank you. May I sit?
It's your house. You don't have to ask permission.
Must be hard to be away from your girls.
Huh?
Your two daughters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, at that age. You take off for a few days, you miss so much.
How old are they?
16 and 14, I think.
Tommy's only six.
Six. Got his whole life out of him.
I've tried to shelter him. Harsh realities. It hasn't been easy.
Hey. Don't get so down on yourself. You're doing a swell job. You know, there's always company around here. Kids love that.
Maybe it's best we let you conduct your business without distractions.
Don't see what you're getting at.
The that Tommy and I go someplace else? Just for a bit.
Yeah. I don't think I want that.
Why not?
I like having you around. If I didn't know where you were, I might get anxious.
You don't have to worry about me.
Geez, Red. I hope not. This is gonna work out. You'll see. Get everything settled. And you and me, we'll show this town how it's done.
You and me.
Set you up fine. Best of everything. All this grief running horse, you won't need to bother. I'm gonna treat you like a queen.
Would you?
Up there on a pedestal.
And where are you?
I'm way down below. Like a little bug crawling around in your toe.
I could crush you.
Just squash me flat till I'm begging for more.
Is that what you'd like? People have fun in different ways. There's no need to be ashamed of any of them. That's what this club is all about.
You're a pistol, Red.
Then why don't you pull my trigger and see what you... I don't know about you, Jim, but sometimes I wish someone would give me exactly what I deserve.
Arnold Rothstein. To whom am I speaking?
Eli Thompson.
I was hoping to speak to your brother.
Arnold.
I'm calling with an offer.
How did you get this number?
Is that important?
No.
Your distillery in Pennsylvania?
Overholt.
For a percentage of ownership, I can arrange for Joe Masseria to back away from Jip Prezzetti.
Back away meaning what?
That he completely pulls his support, removes all of his men.
How much of a percentage?
99, Mr. Thompson. I will require 99%. I'm offering you a way out. If I can deliver Masseria... Do we have a deal?
Yes.
You'll be hearing from me later.
Big bait catches big rat.
Have you lived here long, Mrs. Hollis?
I'd say it's 16 years.
Spring of 07, so yes, just 16.
Harold wanted to be somewhere he felt he could be of the most use.
Well, I can't say I didn't have other ambitions in mind. But we stayed, and I think that turned out to be the right decision.
You live? Over on Skull Street, by Graham.
You've got everything you need there.
It's not far from the rest of my family.
Harold has a sister in Bushwick.
Well, dear.
Now, why don't you show Mrs.
Rowan?
Mrs. Rowan, the room, and she can make a decision. I'll just tend to a few things.
Would you like to?
I would, yes.
Where my husband sees people. Coughs, cuts, fevers, indigestion, everything.
I need to bring my monthly on.
When was your last?
6 weeks.
He can help you then. He does that for many women.
He's very careful, very thorough.
You can take a little time. Come back, if that's what you'd like.
I'm lost. I'm completely lost.
I never tell anyone what to do.
Do I leave my dress on?
I'll get you a clean gown.
You're looking at this the wrong way. The bull's covered me. All right? But I worked at an angle. I'm not doing time. And no one's the wiser. We just pick up where we left off. And I'll cover the hit. I will, Maya. I guarantee it. Out of my pocket. You're not going to say nothing.
50 pounds. 100,000 fucking dollars.
Gentlemen,
let's get this over with.
That ours?
No anymore.
Charlie, Meyer, thank you for coming. I won't keep you very long since you have such full portions on your plates.
What's that doing here?
I had it delivered so that Mr. Masseria could see that I'm as good as my word.
The two of you
have agreed to new terms of peace. Given the change in circumstances.
What change? That this heroin that I paid for with my fucking money now belongs to him.
Yeah, if I may inquire, how did you obtain that?
Charlie gave it to my associates. Sam, Gaetano, if you would.
How you doing, kid? You shoot it too rough?
You can always file a complaint with the department.
He set me
up, Joe. You fucking set me up. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Charlie.
I worked for that. I busted my ass for that. It was my idea. My deal.
Charlie.
You wouldn't lift a finger, sit behind your desk, making phone calls. I'm out there in the fucking world. Shut up.
Charlie, if you don't shut up, we're both dead.
Yes.
A.R., Mr. Masseria, you know how he gets.
All this time, I thought I'd had some civilizing effect. But there's only so much you can teach a person until you reach the limits of his capabilities. You understand, though, don't you, Maya?
Yes, I do.
And it's your job, then, if you want it. Seeing as how I'm flush with product, I'd like to offer a proposition. How would you like to join me in the heroin business?
In exchange for what?
Hey, what the fuck you think you're doing?
Can't be too hard to figure out. Give you a better view.
Just back it up, pal, okay?
I don't know about you. Once I let loose, there ain't no stopping.
Yeah, get you some of that.
I can't help you with that.
And me with both hands full.
Ain't that just like a dench? Going out with his dick swinging.
Come on, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Sure you'd like to reach for that pistol. What you so scared about?
Nothing I'm looking at now.
Seems made up.
I just hung up with Arnold Rothstein. Chip Rossetti's at the Artemis Club. Joe Masseria is withdrawing his support. I know that. Rossetti doesn't.
How'd that happen?
I paid for it. I need to talk to you, and you, in private. You can kill each other later. In the meantime, let's plan this out.
Do you approve?
Your class all the way, Red.
I'm here to please you. All you have to do is say the word. I like a man who's careful about his appearance. Well, what is it you're intending to do to me?
right down the middle. Until you beg me to stop. But I won't stop. Beg and beg, but there's nothing you can do. And when I'm done, there won't be nothing left but a wet spot and a hunk of hair. You know why?
Tell me.
You're a worthless piece of shit.
Am I?
You know you are. You look in the mirror and you know you deserve everything you're gonna get.
I'm ugly, aren't I? Just an ugly little animal.
Say it again.
Ugly. Little. Ape.
You laughing at me?
Why wouldn't I? Everybody else does. Go ahead. That's what you want. Would you like me to whip you? Tight enough, is it?
No.
Not for an ape like you.
No.
You need to be held down. So you don't run off into the jungle. What do you say?
Hurt me.
Hurt me what?
Hurt me, please. Oh, Red, here, I just thought we were having some fun.
All I have is this house and that boy.
Oh, don't blame me, Red. I really don't. The thing of it is, somebody's always got to lose.
They're gone.
Gone where?
New York. Mazzaria's order.
Get down! Hey!
No!
Kim, let's go!
gun down. You think I give a fuck? Put it down. Put it down!
Dummy, close your eyes.
Masseria's boys.
Here they go.
Got that out of my system.
Yeah. Me both.
Come on, back to Chicago.
Who did this?
You came.
Where's Rossetti?
I was good. I went upstairs like you said to.
What?
And the man. Something very bad to me. Who is it? Who's there?
Me. No, I'm alive.
Why? What happened, Richard? Are you all right?
Neither of us in a hurry.
What does that mean?
It's not our blood.
Then whose is it?
Pick the boy.
Go on. Upstairs. French room.
I need to know what's going on.
Just take him up. Julia. Please. And turn off that light. Can anyone see you pull up? You don't come home like this. Whatever battle you're fighting, it's not what a soldier does. You need to clean yourself up. I'll talk to her in the light of day.
No. Be safe. That's all that matters.
Randolph. Hello?
This is Andrew Mellon.
Is it really?
Why would I claim otherwise? Are you in a location where your conversation might be overheard?
No, I'm sorry.
No one can hear me, sir.
Then I have a request.
It has come to my attention that a certain business enterprise of mine, in the absence of my full attention, has been illicitly commandeered by a criminal organization.
What enterprise, sir?
The Overholt Distillery in Western Pennsylvania.
I don't understand what you want me to do.
Shutter the premises. Apprehend and indict anyone
associated with its illegal operation.
You want me to arrest Enoch Thompson?
It was Mr. Thompson who brought this illegality to my attention.
Then, who are we talking about?
Arnold Rothstein.
Made it out. Hiding in the closet. Whatever he had to do.
That guy with the mask. The fuck was that?
Can't go to New York. Not gonna be too welcome there. So, it's a suggestion. We lay low in the woods. What do you call the Poconos? Get our bearings, fresh air, figure out our next...
Relax. It's a party.
Huh?
They're making a big decision. From now on, I'm only selling hooch every other Thursday. Because I have important friends. I'm an important person. I have important garters holding up my very important socks. Do you have any idea who the fuck I am? Do you? Do you?
You're nothing, Tom.
I'm Barney Google with the Google googly eyes. And I never, ever take anything personal.
Fuck them all, huh? I came here with nothing. How you lose what you never had? Start over. What this country's all about, right?
So we head west. Find some Hick Berg. Blow him right over. How hard could that be? A couple of speaks. Truck in some girls. Keep the whole operation nice and tight. And maybe I don't tell the wife, huh? Yeah. Maybe I just do that. Bonnie Google with the Google googly eyes. Bonnie Google bet his horse would win the prize. When the horses ran that day, spark plug ran the other way. Bonnie Google!
I got it.
Take him back to Masseria. Let him know this could be the end of the problems between us. Or the beginning. I'll oblige him either way. Is that clear? Tonino, I see you in Atlantic City again. I'll kill you myself. Anyone knowing who I am. I don't want anyone looking into my business. I don't want anyone coming near us we don't already trust.
Okay, brother.
I just want to talk. That's all. Can we do that? I'm not going to. I would never hurt you. I'm your husband. I'm the only father Teddy and Emily have. I'm willing to forgive you for whatever happened in the past. For whatever you felt a need to do. I forgive you. And it's time to come home. Submit yourself to this? Out of what? Spite? It doesn't make sense. Your life is with me. You're spoiled for anything else. You need to ask yourself how much you're willing to sacrifice just to prove some point that doesn't matter to anyone. Nobody's watching now. Nobody's judging. Take this. For the children. Or take it for yourself. You don't have to pretend with me. Take it. And decide later. This is only money. It doesn't mean anything.
Yes, it does.
Daddy.